people should be preparing for another major wildfire season, even with our mild, wet, extended spring. It may not be this summer, but Len Uden predicts in the next 3 years, we'll see another record-breaking bad season.
So we need to stop thinking that what's this season look like? How much rain have we had? What are the temperatures? And adjust course based on this individual season, but instead look long-term. And if each of us had a plan over the course of the next 1 to 3 years to reduce our individual property risk, when inevitably we are threatened by a wildfire, we're ready.
Uden is the Fire Smart Coordinator for the Columbia Shuswap Regional District.
I'm responsible for education, promotion, and working with residents to reduce property loss and damage as a result of wildfire.
The Regional District's Fire Smart program covers rural areas in Electoral District B, which encompasses Revelstoke. This spring saw an uptick in Uden's program after last year's fire season. The Fire Smart program teaches people how to make it less likely that their home and property will catch on fire from a wildfire. There's information on the Regional District website for those who want to do it themselves. People can also ask someone from the program to come and assess their property for free. Homeowners can apply for a rebate of up to $500 to cover the costs of doing the work to make their property safer.
Most people, there's still a very limited understanding of what actually causes home ignition. People tend to look across the street or look across the valley and say, wow, there's a lot of vegetation or there's a lot of coniferous forest or somebody needs to do something about the issue up in the hills or across the street, when most factors that will determine if your house survives or doesn't is inside of 10 meters of your own property. And there's still a very big gap in there as to what I would say the average residential or rural resident is aware of what those hazards are.
The BC government budgeted $90 million this year for the Fire Smart program. It's spending money to be less reactive to wildfires. That's according to the budget document released in February, which reads, funding will move the BC Wildfire Service from its current reactive model of wildfire response to a more proactive approach and allow it to work on all four pillars of emergency management: prevention and mitigation, preparedness, response, and recovery. Uden's program is funded by the province. In the 4 years since he took his role, he says every year BC is more supportive. The city of Revelstoke runs its own emergency management program, which is funded through a service agreement with the Columbia Shuswap Regional District. David Moan has been the emergency manager coordinator for the past 3 years. Currently, the city does not have a Fire Smart program or any resources to offer homeowners who may want to mitigate the risk of their home catching on fire due to a wildfire.
We've been talking about that for a few years. It's never really caught on. So that is one thing that we definitely want to create more of a spotlight on and see if we can get a better Fire Smart program.
Moan says to check out the city's website for information about any emergency management questions. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.